on your goodbye shoe.
99.9 Radio USA, Good Girl. That's Carrie Underwood. It's 6:50. And we've got 43 degrees right now. It's me, Scott Hansen. Coming up, more great music. Justin Moore's Point at You is coming up. Right now, though, it's time for the weird news. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A Minnesota man gave new meaning to the phrase phone bill when he drunkenly tried to place a call to friends holding a crisp $20 bill up to his ear. Yes, we're proud of him. Cops found Darian Hearn passed out on a bench on an Iowa City pedestrian mall, and when they tried to rouse him, they found him unsteady on his feet and smelling strongly of alcohol. When they requested he show some identification, he tried to hand them cash instead, which the cops did not take. Instead, they suggested that he call a friend for a ride home. Well, instead of dialing his cell phone, Hearn pulled out a $20 bill out of his wallet and began a conversation, treating it as if it were a phone. That call earned him a trip to the local police station. How about this one? A Massachusetts man demonstrated his own lack of swiftness while trying to show off his car's swiftness by videotaping himself zooming along at 100 miles per hour in order to up the vehicle's value on the open market. The lead-foot loser, who was not identified, was pulled over after topping the 100-mile-per-hour mark, and the responding officer found that he'd been steering his car one-handed while videoing the speedometer with the other. He told the deputy he wanted to have hard evidence that the car would go over 100 miles an hour. Well, the driver was hit with charges of speeding, impeded operation, and reckless operation. The asking price of the vehicle may go up accordingly, police said in a Facebook post after referencing the potential fines that he faces. And finally, a Florida woman wound up behind bars this week after demonstrating two different ways of not being able to hold her liquor. One, by passing out in her car after peeing her pants badly enough that she had to remove them before nodding off. Karen Worley Drake was discovered by a patrolman who saw her Hyundai pulled over on the shoulder of a busy road with the lights off while he peered inside and saw her slumped over, accompanied by her dog, and he tapped on the window until she awoke. She was naked from the waist down. Drake initially denied having anything to drink, but eventually admitted to downing two shots of Fireball whiskey. The arresting officer also spotted an empty box of wine on the seat next to her. There you go. That's your weird news this morning at 6:53.
Sophisticated, smart, reliable, and available at Lundgren's. It's the new 2013 Ford Fusion SE. The new 2013 Ford Fusion SE gets up to 34 miles.